Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Can I get a few of you to help me give some praise unto God now? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
You're so good to us, so kind, so wonderful.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We give you the glory for what you've done. What you're about to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're so beneficent, so wondrous, so amazing, so astounding. And we give you the glory. Come on, saints. Amen. Help me praise you. Thank you for this day, for your love, for joy, for hope, for peace, for shelter, a roof over our heads, and food to eat, water to drink, clothing, and everything that you have done for us. We're so mindful of you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we do praise you and give you the glory. Thank you. God bless you. And before we even... before we introduce our guests, can you help me go there and plead the blood of Jesus? Come on, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Against everything that the enemy will try to do. Oh, God.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus against the devil. The blood of Jesus, get on his eyes, get on his mouth, get on his mind. The blood of Jesus, the protecting hand of the Lord. Through the blood of Jesus, we just thank you. Through the blood, 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 the blood of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus. The protecting shield over us, Lord. Thank you. The blood of Jesus. Thank you. God, God, the devil, in the name of Jesus, give us victory and a protecting hand, your protecting hand over us because of the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Thank you. And help me tell the Lord, we believe you, Lord. We believe you. We believe you, Lord. Thank you. We believe you, Lord. Everything you say, everything you imply, everything you've been given to us, every vision. We believe you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Faith will move mountains. Faith will lock the door.
We believe you, Lord.
It's impossible to please God without faith. So we have faith.
Lord,
believe
you, Lord.
Yes,
we believe you. We believe you, God.
Everything you have given. Everything you said. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, today is Thursday, and so we gladly, turn the service over to Dr. Julie Hagan, all the way from Hagen, Georgia. And thank God for Bishop James C. Hagan down there, her husband, and Dr. Julie Hagan and Bishop James C. Hagan are the first and masters that we assigned. Amen. Thank God for her. She's a prayer ambassador praying for the North and South, I believe it's Japan. Amen. But thank God for her. We turn the service into her hands. Amen. Dr. Julie A. Hagan. Amen. Are you there, Dr. Hagan? It's in your hands.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Chief Ambassador. Yes, sir. We're here this morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to Dr. Lady Betty. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning to each and every one of you this morning. God bless you.
Good morning.
Can we all just take a moment and say good morning to each other? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord we serve on this morning. Now let's take a moment and say good morning to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Oh, yes, yes. And it is a wonderful day today. Before we go any further, I just want to thank Chief Ambassador once again for that powerful, effective prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we appreciate all that God is doing. Oh, I want to thank God as a praise report this morning. I want to thank God for how all of you have been praying. And I thank God for how God has answered prayer concerning my mom. She is doing, she's doing very good. And
thank
you for allowing us. We were able to go away on a trip, and we took mom with us. The first time that she's able to travel, and I'm telling you, and it's just like nothing ever happened. God gave her a supernatural miracle. When they took her to the hospital, you know the story, she had had a massive stroke because of the era that we were in. And when they brought her back from the hospital, very unusual, they brought her back in an ambulance and dumped her off on a little cot at her house, like in a comatose way where she was curled up in a fetal position. They were not expecting her to survive at all. So they just threw her off as in a like a cocoon. Anybody ever seen a cocoon? Yes. And there she was, immobile, couldn't talk, couldn't do anything, just immobile. But oh, by the grace of God, you kept on praying, and by the grace of God, she's a living testimony of what God can do. And so we give God praise. My praise report this morning is I thank God for what he has done for my mom and spared her life. Now you would never know. You would never know, hallelujah, what she'd been through. When you look at her, you'd never know. And a lot of you here today, when you take a look at you, you'd never know what you have gone through simply because of the grace of God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to just tell somebody so you don't look like what you've been through.
You don't look like what I've been through.
Oh, for the glory of God. He's that kind of God. And my goodness, he will do all kind of amazing things if you would just only trust him. So when I call a friend or call a neighbor this morning, amen, hallelujah, we interact on the broadcast today. Call them and give them this number. Tell them it is very necessary and useful for them to call in and be a part of the services today. The number for them to call, have them call the main studio. That's right. This is the First Fruits program right here. That number is 646-665-7400. Oh, bless his wonderful name. You that at the station. That's right. I know you have. We have a calling number here at the station. But have them call into the main studio today on the platform of the First Fruits. Okay, that number is 646-665-7400. Let them know they need to be a part of this. All right, those of you that are cooling in from other means, if you watched your module, it will give you information. For those of you that may be struggling with your device, if you look to the left of your monitor, there is information as to instructions as to how to make your connection a smooth one. Thank you so very, very much. God bless those of you here, right here at First Fruits. Remember, **, it will mute as well as unmute your connection. But some of the others of you, remember, some of you may have *6, you may have *1, you may have *00, but just check on the transponder right as for your instructions. Thank you so very, very much. Oh, my goodness. Let's tell the Lord good morning once again, everyone. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Now, I think Dr. Chief, he has already prayed effective prayer for us this morning, already find the devil, already the blood of Jesus. So we're just going to continue to move forward. Yes, and we thank the Lord. Yes, I'm telling you, I just keep hearing this little saying in my head right now. Glory be to God. You don't look like what you have gone through. You don't look like, amen. And we want to center around that as the Spirit just begins to flow today. But before we go any further, let's get some scriptures. Maybe we can get some scriptures that can verify that point. I don't know, but However, whatever scriptures God has given to you, we're going to open up the platform and get some scriptures at this time. The platform is now open. Thank you so much.
Amen. Good morning, Minister Ronnie, Dr. Minister Ronnie Richardson, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scripture coming from Romans 12 and 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Again, Romans 12 and 2. God bless you.
Brother Chris Johnson, and the reason why I don't look like what I've been through is because of Psalms 34 and 19, many other afflictions of the righteous, but God deliver us out of them all. Psalms 34 and 19.
Thank you.
Amen. Prayer Ambassador Dr. Matthew, Isaiah 43:19. Man, talking about don't look like what we used to. Amen. We thank God. Looking at Isaiah 43:19, and it says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert."
Amen. Prayer Ambassador Edward Johnson in Texas. I thank God I don't look like what I've been through. Romans 8:28, I'm more than a conqueror. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Amen.
Thank you.
This is the chief. I'm 71. Tells us why we don't look like we've been through, what we've been through. It says, "For the Lord shall make us greater, amen, and then comfort us on every side." Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Dr. Angelo, Proverbs 3:5-6. "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." Amen.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Thank you all so very, 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 very much. All these scriptures. Thank you. All of these scriptures are just so wonderful. My God. And to God be praised. Dr. Ronnie Richardson, you are, I started off there, but could you repeat that? Because I didn't get it, but I can hear you, but I have stepped away for a moment. If you could get that scripture again, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Dr. Minister Dr. Ronnie, are you still with us? Oh, well, he must have stepped away for a while. But do anybody remember the scripture that Minister Dr. Ronnie had given to us?
Father Gildersleeve, from Chicago, was Romans 12:2.
Oh, thank you so much. You're on it. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Gildersleeve. Prayer Ambassador Dr. Gildersleeve. Oh, my goodness. And to God be praised. Don't look like what we've been through. And we just want to take a few moments and give God some praise this morning. Right before we go any further, Dr. Gildersleeve, how about giving us one of the good Lord songs that would let us know we don't look like what we've been through?
Oh, I was going to sing "Good Morning, Jesus." Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Jesus, starting me on my way, leading me and guiding me so I could do your will like you say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. That was the only song I think of, Doctor. Yes.
Thank you so much, Prayer Ambassador Dr. Gildersleeve. Thank you. I appreciate that song, Have Your Own Rendition. And it was really nice. Thank you so much. You remind me of one of the our godsons. Well, he said he got saved, you know, listening to some of our testimonies and the work that we were doing. And it just took me to a flashback. I was having a concert, a huge concert at the time. And so, and what the Lord had given me, it was very unusual, but the instruction was I was to pair those who were unknown with on the platform with those who were known. So at this time, this was a big, huge concert. We had brought in the William Brothers, and some of the other celebrities, but everybody knew the William Brothers. And a few of the other, you know, big ones, and they all had come to the stage. And then there was the young man who said that he was a godson, but nobody had heard of him at the time. And the Lord just said, well, bring him to the stage too and his circle and give them, you know, a spotlight. I recall I brought them to the stage, and one of the other well-established promoters in the area says, oh, no way in the world. I would never, ever do something like that. You know, they don't know these fellows. They don't even know if they can sing or not, you know. They didn't know what they were going to do. But the Lord said, bring them. And I obeyed the Lord. And then one of the other promoters said, you better be glad it's Sister Hagen, because I'd never do that. Put you guys on stage when you guys probably can't even sing. Don't know what y'all would do. But I heard the Lord say, give him an opportunity. And that's what I did. You know, I gave him an opportunity. And now, you know, he just went on to be with the Lord the other day. And but from that seed of just giving him an opportunity, it brought on his choir, his pastor, his organization. Amen. And from Amen. That one act of obeying the Lord, he has a niece that's going professional. She professional travels Amen. All over the world, different countries and things, and she is a blessing to so many people. So you never know, you never know. And I think as I reminisce now, I think of Chief Ambassador, you know, a lot of us, he did not know us personally. No, when we came on the prayer line, he did not know us individually. But look at all of us whom he heard in the spirit to just do this for us. You know, and now we have so many honorary doctors and so many prayer ambassadors. You know, he's given everybody equal opportunity, equal chance.
Amen.
He did not
Amen.
Know how big and some of you, you know, are. And he didn't know how small and, you know, how you just get started. And he did not discriminate.
Amen.
He gave all the same opportunity to perform, amen, on this platform. So we are so grateful. We are so grateful. Now, just hang in here with me, because if the Lord, you know, just move the flow, we're just going to flow with the Spirit on today. For those that are in the trenches that are waiting,
it's okay because, you know, the Lord has the final say. It's his program. He's ordered, amen, the steps. That's what's happening today. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Yes, and to God be praised. To God be praised. We're happy, amen, to be here at the station of BTR this morning. Let me thank God for them. They are one of the largest, that's right, talk show radios in the world. In the world. God bless you. I had to send out some kudos to you guys. Yes, and now we are here on the First Fruit International Prayer and Praise broadcast, now dubbed as the largest prayer line on the planet. Did I not say that?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Give it up for Jesus, somebody. Give it up for
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Ring those bells. Oh, bless his wonderful name. So thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you. Thank you so very much. And we do appreciate our Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
CEO of this great work. He's the chief of this great work. And we also, amen, honor, amen, his wife, who is our international first lady, who is also the assistant chief of this great work. Come on, everybody, give it up for Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Oh, to God be praised. To God be praised. So you see, you just never know. You just never know who God might have you to touch somebody's life. And if he speak to you, never, you never discriminate and say, oh, no. They can't. They are not qualified. They don't even look like they have the credentials. Never. You never know what God's going to do, who God is going to use for his glory. For his glory. And when you're standing on the Lord's side, that's all that matters. I'm reminded of, remember Saul. He was anointed, mightily anointed of God. Samuel went and anointed him to be king. He was the people's choice. So God allowed it to be the people's choice, but yet he was anointed. Not because the people, you know, somebody said, well, the people voted him in. It was the people's choice. God anointed him, had the prophet to anoint him king, and that anointing was upon him. But when David came along because of his gift, he could play that harp. That harp did what? It aggravated the demons and the devils, that the same demons that would come and aggravate Saul. My God, when he could not even rule on the throne like he wanted to, because here's this, these demonic spirits coming and aggravating him, my Lord. And here goes David with that harp. That anointing on that harp, on the gift God has given him, is so strong, it cut through the demonic world. And allow King Saul to be times David had to come and render service with the gift. Oh, just allow the king to have peace of mind. Oh, isn't that something? Good. And then the king, in a moment of time, forgot all the good things that David had done. When that spirit rose up in him, spirit of jealousy. And it don't happen because of a victorious moment. You know the story, right?
Yes.
The women, it's something about women. To God be praised. Everybody thank God for the women. I'm quite sure they meant well. But sometimes you can mean well and the devil will take it to another level. So you have to be very wise, even when you're giving praise and accolades and singling one out from the other. You know, you have to be very, very careful, because sometimes the devil will take what is good and turn it into something that he can use. Glory be to God. Now, look, I hadn't prayed. This is just coming with the flow. And because of that, the women was praising. Oh, they were praising David, you know, after he done this and slayed the giant. Oh, and then they began to compare David. You know the story.
And
yes,
Paul heard it. He just said, this old fellow, you mean he's going to come and take my place? Don't come and take my phone. That was the spirit of jealousy. That spirit, you know, evil spirit that just troubled him. My goodness. So from that day forward, he was looking at David, you know, in a different way. But David really, really honored him and wanted the best for him. But when jealousy comes, you cannot see that. You cannot see that a person is really, really with you. But this is the thing that got my attention on one of the occasions when the people loved David so much that they stood with him. When you love somebody, you stand with them through the thick and thin. Even when everybody else is attacking them, you still will stand with them. You won't jump ship. And because they're being attacked, you jump on the attacking ship and begin to attack them too. You know, some folks will follow you while you're having a good day. But when you start having a bad day, and especially in the media, you know, they'll jump and leave you and begin to think of all kinds of evil things to try to bring you down. But for attention about Saul and their look, this has not been rehearsed. It's going to help somebody. It's going to bless somebody in the long run. But what got my attention about Saul after David had done all of this to bless him was that when he realized that the priests, his leading men, the priests now, were standing with David. How are you guys, my right hand, how are y'all going to do that? They knew the anointing on David's life is that David was right. So they took side with David. And because they took side with David, y'all remember the story, what happened? Saul ordered every one of those priests to be killed. That's right. He ordered them to be killed. They saw it was right. Y'all remember that story? Probably Sunday school days. They stood for what was right.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because they knew it was right. The anointing that was upon David, it was right. And this anointing upon David, not only was it right, but it did what? It dispels the demons whenever they jump on Saul. And, you know, he gone crazy or whatever. But they saw the peace that was brought to him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's the Holy Ghost. Yeah. So whose side are you standing on? Are you standing on the side of right? Or have you bit into a lie? Standing on the right side, standing for what is right. Glory to God. Oh, my God. But that did something. My God. God is going to kill those that are righteous simply because they're standing for the right. Hallelujah. And he was king. Oh, no, we're going to have every one of you going to be killed. You're standing for David, all right, you're going to be killed. And there are some Christians right now, whether you believe it or not, that open third world countries, a lot of them, because they are standing for God, their lives are being taken away from them, even now as we speak. And I thank God for this prayer army, this prayer line, that we're able to pray for them and to cover them, that God would spare their lives. Oh, my. God be praised. Oh, my. Somebody say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, is everybody still with us? I hope I didn't confuse anybody. Hallelujah, we're just rambling there, but did everybody understand? And again, I want to thank God. We want to get a few testimonies. Don't look like what you've been through. Hallelujah, we want to also tie in today. I understand it's Pastor's Appreciation Month. And I also want to tie in and appreciate, amen, our leader on today, Chief Ambassador and Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson. I'm telling you, now these are really two people don't look like what they've been through. When you read their bio and see all the things that they've gone through and, my God, and how they're still here and still going forth and still encouraged and still doing the work of the Lord, I'm telling you, it's got to be God. It's got to be God. And when I think of them and I think of the sacrifice and the road they've been traveling on, the sacrifice, I often hear him tell the story how they once were in Texas, you know, and they were at the top of the ladder in this beautiful home. And, my God, they were in that celebrity limelight all at once. But when they heard God speak and say, leave it all and go, that's right, go to Kansas. Oh, my God, hallelujah, where you're going to start all over again. You know, they made it all up for the Lord. Took a faith journey to Abraham.
Yeah.
No, just go where I send you. And they did just that. And we also want to take a moment before the broadcast is up and show our appreciation. And thank you so much, Chief Ambassador and Dr. Lady Betty. Amen. For you obeying the Lord. Simply because you're obedient to the Lord. Amen. We are here. Many have come, amen, to this platform. And they have been blessed. They have been helped. My God, they have, reached a greater level, even of witnessing because of what you've done. Many lives have been changed, and we also want to say thank you. Now, many have gone on, but they have been here. They have been a part right here. Amen. So many. Amen. Because if you were to call some of them names from when we first came aboard, and many were here before we came aboard, but many, hallelujah, have gone on into eternity. And we give God praise because of the great work and the great legacy. Amen. What a heritage that's being formed here. And we want to thank God for you. And we know even your family, they don't say a whole lot, but I'm quite sure each of the first family, if they were to give their story, I'm sure each one would have a whole nother story. The children, your daughter would have a story, and you'd be amazed. The grandchildren, each of them, because each of them are generations, they would have a story, and you'd be amazed. Even your sisters and brothers, hallelujah. When God chooses a leader, amen, to carve out a work, there are many others, hallelujah, that are affected. And many believe it or not, folks will, I've got a sad story. But in the midst of all the sad, in the midst of all the bad, there's a whole lot of good. And good always triumph over bad every time. Hallelujah. So we turn the station today to the good news station. And we want to remember all the good. Amen. We're saying all the sad and the bad or whatever, if you want to say. We're going to flip that channel off for now. And we're going to keep the good station on. We're going to hear all the good news. Because we don't look like what we've been through, but by the glory of God, we are here because of all that God has done. Now I'm going to open up and let's get a few testimonies here. Even if you want to just tie it in with something good you want to say about our leader, amen. What I like to say, he's chief and our assistant chief, because chief, he's the founder. He went out and his wife is right here by his side. And I refer to her as chief. A lot of people, they like to refer to the pastor's wife as the first lady. I don't know how that word first came about, but I do know if we research it, will be amen. And I remember the very first time my group called me first lady. I was like, oh, please don't call me that. Don't call me that. I just like to call them a name. With that name, first lady. I'm like, first lady, come on now. Let's keep it real. But then they begin to tell me, well, after all, you were the first lady that showed up, in our movement. So I said, all right. God had to condition me for that because I was like, okay. And when the first came around, it was, looked like instead of the first lady, the last lady. But I had to get through that. God had to condition me. Now I'm okay with it. I tell them they can call me whatever they want to now because I know who I am. But when I came on the scene, I was a very young pastor's wife, and then I graduated to an overseer's wife. And from that, supervisor, how I'd grown up the stage, on up the stage, now bishop's wife, and some other accolades that they call us and all that. But I'm grateful. But I want you to know she's more than just how the normal people see her. She does so much behind the scenes, and we give God praise. I see her as a amen. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. She's not that good. She don't look for accolades. She's a behind the scene worker, and she just likes to be referred to, as sister. I know, but she's way more than that. And one thing I've learned on this journey as to for what you can see a person, as you can see them in that office, you're able to receive the blessing from that office. Like, for instance, he's more than chief. He is a major prophet. show for those of us who can make a prophet. We can receive the prophecies that God has given him to tell us. We can receive it because we are open to that gift. Amen. And to God be praised. To God be praised. Oh, Mama, I didn't talk too much already. Come on in here. We're going to open up this line. And however way you guys want to celebrate the Lord, hallelujah, and the good things that he's done, what you don't look like, what you've been through, or you just want to share, amen, some good things concerning our leader and our leaders and how we say leader because he and she, they are one, okay, and how he's been a blessing to us, and that we'll never forget. We're just going to tie it in here for the glory of God and just flow in the spirit. All right, who would like to handle this portion for us? Who would like to moderate this?
Amen. Come on, I'll participate.
Oh, well, thank you. All right. We have prayer ambassador, minister, Dr. Chris. God bless you, sir. The mic is good.
Yeah, I was just laughing. I was saying back there, Megan, you sound like you should be preaching this morning. I hear the excitement. I heard Dr. Gillis be saying that was the only song that she could think of. But I want her to know that that song was appropriate for me anyway, because the Lord woke me up at 4:30 this morning, and I could hear a cheap voice saying to me in my spirit when he was talking about when he was on a plane. He told the Lord he wanted to thank him 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. And my God. And from 4:30 to the time we got on the prayer line this morning, I thank God. And I know it was over 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
Just thanking him for who he is. Not for what he's done, for who he is. Because who he is what he's able and capable of doing because of who he is. I begin to thank him for who he is. And all of the things, I've had full operation on the same heart. And I'm telling you, I have never felt so good in my life. Even in the hospital, when the doctor said, told me that I wasn't going, they might have to put me in an anchor bed or something, that I wasn't going to make it. It didn't look like what I was going through because I didn't understand what the doctor was saying. Even though he had a doctor's degree, but he wasn't above the doctor that I was believing. And that's why I'm here today and able to tell y'all that all that I went through, I don't look nothing. If you were to see me, you would know I've been through what I've been through if I would not have told you. So, and so I don't even have words to express my gratitude to Chief Ambassador and Lady Betty, man. They've just been amazing people in the last 2-3 years that I've been a part of. Their testimony have been the same. Their reaction and their response have been the same. Nothing changed. So, you know, when you don't change and continue to be the same, that's when you're pure. That's when you're honest and you're sincere and you're committed and you're dedicated to what you're dedicated to. And the thing that you're dedicated to is God. And God stayed the same, so we called them to stay the same, and they've been the same ever since I could remember being on this prayer line. They have not changed, whatever. Amen. He is a shepherd. He has a heart after a shepherd. Amen. The first lady knew her position. I say it all the time. Amen. If he wants to be a first lady, then they need to recognize this woman of God, because she can actually show them how to be a first lady and don't have to step out and be seen or be heard and still be in her rightful place. So, man, I don't even know. If I went through the whole Webster Dictionary, I couldn't even come up with words to express my love towards you all. And if y'all would just accept my little thank you this morning, I just say thank y'all for everything. And so that's my little testimony this morning. So let's, without further ado, somebody else come in there and testify.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dr. Minister Ronnie Richardson, just want to thank God for Pastor Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson And Lady Betty, God bless you for standing with your husband. I can say side by side, y'all. God didn't take you from the back. He took you from the side. Praise the Lord. I appreciate both of you guys for doing the work that God has called you to do, always being consistent and being an example to the younger generation, these younger ministers and preachers coming up. I've gained a whole lot from this program, what God told me to do. Praise the Lord. I haven't went through the same thing that Chief went through. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He is a mentor. He's setting an example. Praise the Lord. I hope and pray that, you know, during the years that God got me doing, standing on his word and ministering to people, that, you know, I can experience some of the things that the elder saints can went through. Praise the Lord. It's such a blessing just to be connected to this line. I just want to say happy Pastors Appreciation Day. Month, clergy month, praise the Lord. It's just a miracle. You are a miracle, and I appreciate you. Also, I wanted to apologize to Dr. Hagen earlier. I was getting ready for work, and I went on mute. I didn't want to disturb the service. Praise the Lord. I wasn't ignoring you. Praise the Lord. But when I got back on, you had moved on to something else, so I apologize for that. God bless you.
God bless you. It's accepted. Thank you.
We also want to thank you, Dr. Hagen, for opening up the line and allow us to express our love towards Chief and his wife. These are the things that he hears that comes from our heart that causes him to get up in the morning before we even get up and say, these are the things that he hears from our heart that causes him to push and press for it. Amen. These are the things that cause him, no matter what he has to go through, whatever he has to suffer, he's willing to go through it when he can hear him and the First Lady, that our heart, when we come to the prayer line and express our love towards them, how much they really mean to us. These are the things that, amen, he's determined to go through and to become more better and to do more and want to do more. And these are the things that's encouraging to him and the First Lady. So let's continue to encourage the man of God so he can continue to press forward. Anybody else?
Yes, this is Ambassador Dr. Deborah Johnson in Texas. I've enjoyed everything I've heard this morning. But according to what Dr. Hagen was saying, I was thinking of this song that reminds me. It said, after all that I've been through, I still have joy. Still have joy down in my soul. All the trials, tribulations, I still have joy. I still have joy down in my soul. And that's like a congregational song that we sing in the church sometimes. And that song came to mind. But because of all that I've been through and able to get up on the morning, early morning, on this prayer line, I thank God that it gave me a start of the day. And because of that start of the day, I could still have joy no matter what I was had to face. A lot of things that was before me, but this great start early in the morning is what God did for me. It's because of the vision that Dr. Vannoy Johnson and his wife stand beside him, Lady Betty Johnson. I thank you for the vision and the call that you accepted. And because of that, it was such a time as this that I needed it, and the Lord knew what was before me. So because of you answering the call and the vision that you have, I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And God continue to bless you the more. Oh, praise God. Because of all that I've been through, I still have joy. God bless you.
Amen. And God bless you, man of God. It's just just a handful of us here on this prayer line that God has given us the opportunity to amen, be your flowers while you're living. But I want you to also know there are millions of people alive that you have changed that you may never get an opportunity to hear them tell you thank you. But I know without a shadow of a doubt, along with all the rest of us, if we can come to this prayer line and tell you how much we appreciate you, because we do. I know there are millions of people all around the world alive that you have touched that you may never get an opportunity to hear them tell you thank you. But I want you to know that they are real grateful and thankful for you. I'm saying it for you. I'm standing in the line for you. All of the thousands of people alive that you have touched, I'm saying thank you for them. If you don't ever get a chance to run into them and they'll tell you thank you. Come on, man. Come on. Somebody will testify about the goodness of the Lord.
Prayer Ambassador, Dr. Jeanette Murphy, Corpus Christi, Texas, Prayer for Southeast Asia, anyway. TV, I just want to thank God for another day that was not promised to me. And I just want to thank God. I was just reflecting, you know, when we reflect on what God has brought us from, and we think of his goodness and all that he's done for us. Amen. I was just looking back from 2020. And all the things that happened from 2020 to 2000 and the 2000s to the last 20 years, I was just thinking, from 2000 to 2020, the Lord's been good to me. And we can say I can just give just some things that God got me through. 2002, divorce, 2004, my son being and getting into some things. 2003, my father had a stroke and I had to take them in. 2004, my mother began to show signs of Alzheimer's. I'm telling you, I could just go down. I took them in, and I took them in and took care of them for 6 years, to 2009, to my father's death. 2010, 45 days later, my mother's death, and my son being and getting in the disease in 2000. So I'm telling you, God has brought me a mighty long way. And then in 2012, my son got some kind of disease and was faced with many obstacles, and along with epilepsy, 40-something years. And then in 2017, 2016, I had the opportunity to be introduced to the First Fruit Prayer and Praise Convention Line to Dr. Deborah Johnson, and the Lord has been good even in during this. God bless the ministry, let me tell you. And then I thank God for the Prayer and Praise Convention and Dr. Bernard Johnson, Lady Betty Johnson, for their continued ministry and doing what God has called them to do, coming from Texas, going to Kansas, starting all over again. And I know the traveling is starting all over again. And then I thought about that song, I Will Do a New Thing in You. Whatever you pray for, whatever you pray for, whatever it is, God will do it. He said, I will do a new thing in you. Whatever you pray for, whatever you hope for. And we could see the fruition of what Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson prayed for, hope for. God has brought it to fruition. So we thank God for the commitment of Dr. Bernard Johnson and the commitment of his wife standing by his side. And I know when you start a new thing, it's not easy. And you're starting all over again. But God. So we thank God for commitment and obedience and steadfastness. And y'all be encouraged in the Lord.
And I want us to always never, ever, ever take this prophet for granted. It's something peculiar and strange about this prophet right here. Amen. He's always about God's people. Amen. Put him and his wife last. Amen. To make sure that we are being put first and that he stands in the gap and make sure that, amen, amen, get a prayer in. If he don't do nothing else, he's going to pray for our family. And that's why we are able to come through all of the things that we've gone through because of this prophet. When he opened up his mouth, God fills it. And when we react and respond to the, amen, to the challenge, a lot of times he challenges us. And so it's not to hurt us, but it's to help us, and so don't ever take this prophet for granted. Something God has put in him, amen, for this body of Christ, and that's why we can come back and testify about the goodness of the Lord, because when he give us an instruction, we got to follow it, because, again, about this prophet, peculiar and strange from so many other prophets, he ain't trying to get nothing out of you. He's trying to get something through us. God bless you. Somebody else. Anybody else?
Dr. Gilbert Free from Chicago, Illinois, Grandpa Ram, Bahamas, and India. I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for Chief Dr. Johnson and Dr. Lady Betty. I think it's 2018 when I met them. They have such a beautiful spirit, and they still have the same beautiful spirit. They haven't changed all these years that I have known them. And, you know, God is just so good how Chief encourages us. He encourages his wife, and it's just, you can hear it in his voice, how he loves his wife and encourages, but he encouraged us as well and teach us to encourage each other. And, you know, that's just a beautiful thing, because you never know how a person feels in a day. And I just thank the Lord for them being that way, such beautiful, sweet people in the spirit. And, you know, God is just so good how he just brings Chief to teach us his word. And, you know, spread is imminent. We can apply it to our lives. And, you know, it's just it's a miracle how Chief ran with his granddaughter. And then I heard him say he was jogging. And I was just saying, oh, my God, God is with him. God is really with him. And, you know, God is just so good. And he put people in our life to encourage us and let us know that godly people encourage and love one another. And, you know, just pray for one another. You don't have to be in a place to pray. And Chief will stop and pray for you when you say you have a problem or a situation. And I just thank the Lord for him and Lady Dr. Betty, because they are truly, yes, Lord, God's children, God's people. And, you know, it's just a blessing to know godly people like that. And happy mm-hmm. anniversary. No, not anniversary. Could somebody help me out? If I tell you to go left, you better go right, because you'll be going the wrong way. But what?
Appreciation.
I don't know what.
Appreciation.
I love you all. God bless you all. Okay.
Yeah. Appreciation. Yeah.
Oh, appreciation.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yeah, we do know what you're talking about. Sis. God bless you. Thank you. Man, sometimes I get frustrated looking at TV and all of these spots that's vacant. It's so much junk and foolishness on TV, I'm telling you, you don't even want to look at it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I begin to pray. I begin to say, God, and it just came to me. It just came to me why you're all expecting the Lord to watch you. Okay, why you can't fill a vacancy with this man of God? Because the world needs to see him before he leaves here. The world needs to hear him before he leaves here. Amen. He touched half of the world, but there's a whole lot of world not only need to hear him, but need to see him. Why don't you just open up a vacancy on TV where this realness can show up? Oh, my God. Glory to God. Come on, man. I'm going to stop now. Somebody, come on. Somebody will cut the fire by the goodness of God. Anybody
else? Beautiful. Beautiful. Amen.
Anybody else want to testify about the goodness of the Lord according to how this man has blessed you and your family?
This is Dr. Angelo. I just want to say I thank the Lord for Ambassador Johnson and Lady Betty. They are really good people. I thank the Lord that my auntie invited me to the church. I've been there ever since. And I just thank the Lord for them. Both of them, they always there when you need them, and I just want to say I love both of them, and may the Lord continue to bless them. God bless you.
Amen.
I believe that we flip the script and put First Lady in front of Chief, then we'll still be looking for who is in charge. Because she know her place. We still be looking, okay, who is in charge? I mean, I know she's been in front of him, but she won't even take that title. She won't even walk like that because of what God has has positioned her and how God has handled her and how God has treated her and how God has shaped her and molded her to be who she really is. Amen. She can't be nobody else. She don't want to be nobody else. She's taking her rightful place. And that's why the man of God can go forward. That's why he can go forward in power and demonstration. Amen. Don't have to argue and fuss. Man, you'd be surprised how many preachers are all the, amen, preaching, man, with a heavy heart, with spirit all grieved because the woman has not yet allowed him to be freed up to be who God has called him to be. And so we don't have that problem here, and I'm so grateful for that. Amen. Come on, somebody else testify about the goodness.
Yes, man, the Barbara Fletcher, I am so grateful that I have Jesus in my life. And nobody do me like Jesus. And I'm blessed to have met Sister Rush. Me and Sister Rush go back years. She never forget to call me and give me words of encouragement and love. I've been with her since I was a child, and she's always been the same. A very prayerful woman and loving and giving. And I am so blessed to have her in my life. Thank you, Father, for putting Sister Rush in my life. Thank you, Father. I am so grateful to have her in my life. And I love you, Sister Rush. And I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. Thank you.
Sister, what's your name?
Barbara Fletcher.
And when we finish, man, I would love Chief to pray a special prayer over you. Something that I'm hearing that I can't detect what it is, but whatever it is, I believe when Chief prays, God is going to release it and remove it from whatever it is that you are facing or going through. And so we thank you for being obedient. We thank you for Sister Rush inviting you, and we thank you for you continually to come, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so we're going to get a word every time we come to this prayer line, and that's what's going to keep us and sustain us. But I just detect something is happening and going on with you, and I just want you to come at that when we open it up and give it back to him and pray a special prayer over you. Is that all right?
Oh, that's fine. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Anybody else who talk about the Lord? This man of God, who is a blessing.
Yes. Good morning. This is for Ambassador Dr. Teresa Stills from Trenton, New Jersey. I want to give honor to God, who's first and foremost in my life. I want to thank him, excuse me, for waking me up this morning to see a day that he had created, clothing my right mind, activities of my limbs. I want to thank him for this the first fruit prayer line. I'm thanking him for the vision that he gave our very own Chief Ambassador and First Lady. I joined this prayer line almost 6 years ago, and my life has changed dramatically. Prior to this prayer line, I was battling breast cancer, and I'm glad to say that I'm a survivor, and this prayer line helped with my faith. I believe that the Lord at that time was going to heal me, and I knew that I was healed. I never accepted that I had breast cancer or anything, but of course the doctors said otherwise. But I knew the man up above was going to override whatever it is that they had said, and I thank him for that. And once I joined this prayer line, my faith in God became even more and more true to me because of the prophecies that our Chief Ambassador has spoken over our lives. And I've believed and accepted each and every one of them. He's healed my sister with his prayers. He's healed my other sister, Taisha Stills. He healed her of with his prayers, because for so many years we wanted her to join this prayer line and when she was here in New Jersey, and she didn't. But our very own Chief Ambassador just kept speaking and prophesizing that people would start to join eventually. And that's what happened. My sister Taisha Stills is now a member of Amazing Grace, just like myself. And I'm also grateful for his daughter, Lenitra Roan. She brought me to the prayer line. One day we were down in Texas just on a little vacation, and she handed me the card to just call in to this prayer line, and I've been calling it ever since. And like I said, it has been such a blessing. And you never know where God will lead you in the future. And it, whenever you're being attacked, that's just the devil knowing that you are drawing closer to God, whether it's at that moment or in the future. And I encourage anyone who can hear me under the sound of my voice, don't worry about what's going on right now, because the devil's mad. So he's going to do whatever he can to deter you from being able to raise your hand up and praise to God. And if you continue to come to this prayer line, you will start to see that come to fruition, where those praises and your hands will continue to rise up, because our very own Chief Ambassador and First Lady has put a platform out there for us to be able to do that every morning and every night. It feels good to go to bed at night knowing that you're praising God, and then to look in your phone and wake up the next morning and see the only that there was no numbers in between other than the prayer line that you had just hung up with, the, you know, that night. So I just encourage everyone to just continue to come back to this prayer line, and you, your soul will be fed by anyone who's speaking. That is my praise report this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Certainly, from the time I've heard you the first time up until now, you have grown tremendously. You have denied yourself, and you have allowed the Holy Spirit to operate through you and in you, and to allow you to go to another level. And so we know eyes have not heard and ears have not, your eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the great things that God even now have in store for you, because you are seeking him. You have fell in love with him. You want more of him. And because you want more of him, that's why your growth has gone to another level. So thank you for your loyalty and commitment and dedication to the Lord and to this ministry and to this man and woman of God, who definitely looks up to and respect and honor. And anytime you can, and the Bible said, give honor to whom honor is due. And he said, he who receive a prophet will receive a prophet reward. That's why we all are being rewarded, because we received the plan of God. I ain't sitting under no just know anybody. Can't just know anybody preach and teach to me. You know what I'm saying? And so that's the whole purpose of why I'm still here. Amen. There was a gentleman that brought me here, but he is no longer here. I don't know why he left, but this, I needed all of this. I needed all of this. This has helped me to become even greater in the supernatural realm, because this man of God has poured so much into me and my family. And so I'm just grateful. Anybody else before we end it back over to Dr. Hagan? Anybody else? I'm going to miss nobody else. I want all y'all to encourage this man of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, without any further ado, I'm back into your hands, Pastor Hagan. I know we've gone over a little bit, but I want you to pray for that young lady before she leaves, so we'll just put it back in your hands. God bless you for the opportunity, young lady.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Prayer Ambassador, Minister Dr. Chris. God bless you. Oh, my goodness. God is so good. We thoroughly enjoyed everybody's participation. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for participating and being here. Thank you for just moderating this portion, and for everybody who's here. Do we have any new people who are come in by the way of the main content after hearing the invite to come? Do we have any new people who've joined us?
My name is Barbara. I joined a couple of months ago, but by me having a stroke all the time, I'm not able to get on the line and talk because I get out of breath real quick. But I was invited by Sister Rush months ago. Me and Sister Rush go back years from when I was a child, and she's always giving me words of encouragement and love. And I'm blessed to have her in my life. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, wow. And thank you so much. We do appreciate having you here to join us. Amen. And is there another who's joined us? Are you new with us? And if you would like to, you can just identify yourself. Well, thank you so much. I know how it can be sometimes when you're new the first time, you just want to listen. And I understand. I was at that place where you are some years ago myself. But just know that we're so delighted to have all of you join us. And now, my goodness gracious, time has come so fast. There's some other things we want to take care of. But look, this is how everybody can participate and be a part, because we know that you love our chief and our first lady, and you love this program. This program is being a blessing. It's motivating, my Lord. And when something is being a blessing, you want to be a blessing to it. You want to keep such good programs, amen, on the air. I thank God for the opportunity that we are able to be live on air, amen, on a daily basis as well as a nightly basis. And for those of you who just feel the Spirit of the Lord, you can be a blessing. Glory be to God. Yes. No, this is not to me, but this is for the founder and who has God has laid on his heart, amen, to be a blessing. Today, we want to pick up a love offering, amen, for our chief ambassador and for our first lady. Oh, yes. We want to encourage them. Now, we have three ways that you can give on today, and that is the Cash App. We have Walmart to Walmart, and we also have, that's right, the U.S. Postal Service. And for any of you who are in ministry, you know what it's like, amen, to build something and to depend upon the Lord to do it for you. Those of you who are entrepreneurs, you also know because of, you know, the sacrifices that goes into it. So we want to appeal to everybody, everybody. It doesn't matter who you are. We're going to ask you to pray and ask God to speak to your heart as to what to give today. Amen. And then release it. We're going to give you the ways as to how you can release it on today. For those of you who are in Hollywood that are listening, the celebrities that are listening, and some of you, you know, you just want, you've got so much and you want to release it. Some of you, you don't want to deal with your foundation or your investment and all of that. But you have a large amount that you want to release and you need to release for certain purposes. And if you want to do that, you can do that right here as well. If you say, well, I don't hear anybody saying I'm starting off with $1 million, but if you want to, that's fine. You can do that here. I want to give you three ways that you can give. We have, first of all, the Cash App. Here's the information for the Cash App. That's the $777VJ. That's right. The $777VJ. Jay, the V as in Victor, all right? But remember, his name is Bernard. Thank you. I want to repeat it once again. The $777VJ. Now, for the Walmart to Walmart, here's the information. Code name, Bernard Johnson. Code state, Kansas. At zip, 66225. And remember the name, Bernard. You can spell it with the V as in Victor, not V as in boy, but V as in Victor. That's right, capital V-E-R-N-A-R-D, Bernard Johnson. Thank you. That's right. And the code state is Kansas. That zip is 66225. After you have completed your transaction, you want to text or call to this number. Here's the number, 913-406-48. Four, five. And thank you so much. Yes, did I hear someone? Did I hear someone? Okay, okay. Praise the Lord. And then we have the third way that you can give, and that is you can put it in the mail. Yes. Here's that mailing address. Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. And again, we want to thank all of you, amen, for your giving on today, and may God forever bless you. Just stay with us. We're going to have the announcements. Let's see. Let me turn it over to Chief right now, because I understand I want to get some prayer. Minister Chris mentioned some prayer for our precious sister that was with us. So we're going to turn it over to Chief, to do the prayer. And then those of you that are doing the announcing, our other announcers, I'm quite sure Chief will give an opportunity so we can hear those. But right now, let's give it up for the one and only, the man who God has given this great vision to, who's doing so much good work all over the world. Mama, none other than Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. God bless you, sir.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Dr. Hagen. You always do an outstanding job. Amen. We appreciate you so very, very, very much. And all those who participate today, thank you also, Dr. Chris, for handling that portion, the appreciation portion of the service. And we certainly appreciate everything that's been said. And let me just give it to my wife for a moment here. I say she can express herself first. Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson.
Good morning again to everyone. I just want to thank God for allowing me to be a part of the service this morning. And I want to thank each and every one of you for your kind and encouraging words. I really do appreciate it. You never know when one needs to be lifted. And I thank God for y'all this morning. I'd like to return it back to Chief Ambassador. It's in my heart this morning to have prayer for Sister Barbara Fletcher. So I want to return it back to him. And God bless you. And thank you for coming on the line this morning, Sister Fletcher. We appreciate you being with us, too.
Yes, thank you so very much, First Lady. Amen. We appreciate her very, 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 very much. And I appreciate it. I do want to pray for Sister Barbara Fletcher. I don't think I've ever met you, but thank you so very much for being here this morning. And thank Dr. Chris for hearing the spirit. Amen. And I certainly agree with him that the Holy Spirit wants to do something for you, Sister Fletcher. Oh! I want you to lift your hand, Fletcher, right there where you are. Lift your hand. If there's somebody who, if you can mute your mic if you're busy by the phone, amen. But I just want you to know, Sister Fletcher, the Lord loves you. Amen. I never will forget when I was down in Huntsville, Texas, and I was asked by the warden to pray for those death row prisoners. And all of them came in that room with the guards had machine guns.
You're muted. Unmute yourself. Press the star key twice.
I stepped among them and told them that Jesus loves you. One said, "But you don't know what I've done." I said, "I don't care what you've done. I don't know what Jesus knows, and he told me to tell you that he loves you." And so I just want to tell you, first of all, Sister Fletcher, that the Lord loves you. He loves you so very, very much. And he has his hand on you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. I see it in the spirit realm. You have a great ministry, Sister Fletcher. God has been trying to flip it overnight for you. Been trying to flip it for you. He's been trying his best to get you into where you need to be. Amen. I know the enemy attacked your body, but many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of them all. I want you to know that God has come to deliver you this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, then we who love you and who have been bought by the blood of Jesus, then you give us the authority to speak to anything in this life and call the things that be not as though they are, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I speak to this woman's limbs. I speak to her mind that the enemy trying to damage through a stroke. Hey, the blood of Jesus against us, the blood. I wonder, can I get a few people to help me plead the blood of Jesus on this precious woman. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. God, we plead the blood of Jesus.
Dr. Hagen, you're always
done something amazing for us, and we appreciate it. You are very, very, very smart lady, and we thank you so very much. Dr. Lenny's been very smart. We appreciate it. Amen. Thank God for you, Bishop Hagin, and we thank all the Hagin people and also the Metter people for their kindness to us. We've been down to Hagin, Georgia, and let me tell you, you can't experience any better hospitality than the people of Hagin, Georgia. And we appreciate it very, very, very much. Amen. God bless all of you. I want to know that we are reading the Bible all the way through. And Dr. Freddie Cullins tells us what we're reading to keep us on track. Amen. So we're going to leave our cup now and tell us what we're reading. Okay, Dr. Cullins, it's in your hands.
Yes, sir. We're in the book of Luke, and we're reading chapters 2 and 3 on today. It's your reading assignment.
And to Dr. Luke, amen. I was reading the book of Mark and the book of Matthew, and they're very, very good. But when I start getting into the book of Luke, during the first paragraph, I can tell that Luke was a doctor. Amen. He was certainly a doctor. You can tell by his terminology that the man had been educated. Amen. How he began. And as you get into the book of Luke, it will bless you. Amen. I thank God for reading with us. What chapters did you say now?
2 and 3.
2 and 3. Yeah. It's a great blessing. Amen. We read that chapter 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9. Just know that this book will bless your heart. Amen. Thank God for it. All right, let's hear from Dr. Benita Frasser about the All Night Shut-In. Are you there? You still there, Dr. Frasser? All right, the All Night Shut-In is on the 27th of this month. Amen. I believe that's next Wednesday, the 27th. Am I right, somebody?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, join us on the 27th for the All Night Shut-In. We're going to lead into the All Night Shut-In with a 3-day fast on the 25th. From 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the 25th. And the same thing on the 26th, 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the morning, in the afternoon, 9 in the morning. And then on the 27th, from 12 midnight to, I'm on the line at 2:30, because at 3 o'clock, we're going to end that 3-day fair with having soup together. Amen. Yeah. We'll break bread together with some soup. You prepare your own soup and be ready to eat it with us at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So from 12 midnight the day before to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And we'll break bread together in the name of Jesus. Now, I don't advise, well, unless you know that you're not used to fasting, If you break the fast with a porterhouse steak, that's not good. Have some soup with this. Amen. That's your system. After 3 days, perhaps it's not, it has not been
not conducive.
If you want to have soup with this. Amen. Then let me see. After we have soup at 3 o'clock, at 9 o'clock, we will join the all-night shut-in. Now, if some of you all can't stay awake all night, at least stay on that milk file to experience what we're doing. And why don't you be a participant and leave prayer or give a testimony or preach, sing, whatever we can do for the Lord. We're going to do what you all did for me today. We're going to do it for the Lord on that 20th.
Amen.
You know, by the phone, doing that like that, talking. Can you do that? Can you stop all that moving around? Can you stop them? Amen. In the name of Jesus. Thank God. All right? Thank God. The blood of Jesus is against all that.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Amen. Now, don't get jealous just because we want to do a fast for 3 days. Don't get jealous because we want to have an all-night shut-in. You can do one yourself. Fast. You can not only fast for 3 days, you can fast for 100 days if you want to. Amen. So thank God for all that he's doing this morning. Again, Dr. Hagen, we appreciate you. I'm going to give it back to your hands if you have something
Chief.
Else.
Chief.
Okay. Uh-huh.
The youth prayer line tonight.
All right. Go ahead and announce it.
Yes, youth prayer line, youth prayer and ambassadors line is tonight from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. All are welcome. 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you.
And let's get that right. The youth prayer line. It's the youth prayer ambassadors. Amen. We're not saying youth prayer ambassadors.
Yeah, okay. Thank
it's
you.
The youth prayer. Youth prayer ambassadors. That's their title.
Yes,
sir. And so it's tonight at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We certainly, I have to stop that and make that notice because a lot of people who are vulnerable will gladly grab anything that is totally the opposite of what we're trying to teach. So it's
Amen.
Youth prayer ambassadors. Amen.
Prayer.
That's what we're saying. Amen. Prayer Amen. Ambassadors. I mean, God bless Amen. All of you. Do you have anything else for Dr. Hagen?
All is well, Chief.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. Thank you, sir.
God, let me obey the Lord. He said to tell the people, anybody who wants to make a large contribution, like $1 million or something like that, that would... I want you to give it not to Bernard Johnson. I want you to give it to Amazing Grace. We have a 501c3, Amazing Grace International. And you'll find it through the Cash App, Amazing Grace Kansas. Amazing Grace Kansas. And you'll see my name there, Bernard Johnson, Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson. That's not... going to me, that is just to let you know that you're at the right spot on the Cash App. Amazing Grace. Amen. And if you will do that, give it to Amazing Grace, 501c3, you can write it on and be your Bible today. Amen. If somebody would just hold up, just a minute. You're so fidgety. Around the line. I think you're doing it on purpose. God's going to get you. And the last time I said that, the Lord let cancer fall off. Don't do that. Don't do that. In the name of Jesus. God bless all of you. You've had a great time. And I'm going to let you run down the street hollering and screaming now if you want to just get some attention. Just run down the street. They'll look out the window at you. You may end up in the insane asylum. I don't know. Nowadays, people will call the police in a hurry. Hey, man, and you get some attention that way. And I won't be coming up there to see you in the insane asylum, but we'll send some of these first group people maybe to pray for you in the insane asylum. But you can get some attention that way. God bless all of y'all. May the Lord bless you. Bless you.
Oh,
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He said that is good for the soul.
Yeah, that's funny. You know, it's good to laugh at the devil sometimes.
Yes, for me.
Yes, sir. He think he got it so much. No, we're just laughing at him. Amen. Because he's just he's a spectacle. That's what he is.
Right. Amen.
Right. God bless you. Me. May the Lord watch.
Amen. May the Lord watch you.
Between me and thee. While we're absent, one from another. And may the Lord bless you and your family real, real good. Now here's the key. Say, in Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Thank God. Amen and amen.
Thank God. Amen and amen.
All right. You're free. And we release you in the name of Jesus. All right. That person who sent me, go ahead and run. Go outside and just run out of the street.
Just wear yourself out.
You can get that picture you need. God bless you. Y'all have a good night. I'm going. Off the prayer line. Yeah.
All right.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. Thank you.